Tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
It was an exciting day. 5 different schools were competing in a STEM competition, and they needed to build the strongest, tallest structure that they could out of Lego with 1 hour to complete the mission, the project, the task. And the Stark Sharks got to work and they started building. And their tower fell. And they started building again. And their tower fell. Rachel was getting really discouraged. Leah, the team captain, said, "Rachel, we can still do it." Rachel said, "Look at the other teams. The Yeshiva Yaks are right over there. There's this halfway up to the ceiling already. We're nowhere. There's no way we're gonna win. I'm just giving up. This is crazy." "No, no, please don't give up. Let's try again." And their team came together. They tried one more time, and for a third time, their Lego structure crashed.
"No!"
Rachel said, I don't think I could do it anymore." Leah said, "No, you can, you can. We can. The team can do it." Rachel said, "Okay, I'll start from the bottom. You start putting the pieces together for the top. We're going to make this really sturdy, even if it isn't tall." And the other members of their team joined. And suddenly there was an announcement from the judge. 15 minutes left. "Can we do it? Can we do it in 15 minutes? And they put one Lego on top of another. They tried staying focused on theirs because the ones around them were going really, really high and really wide. 3, 2, 1, time is over." Leah looked at what her team had created. It wasn't the tallest one in the room, but it was good and sturdy. And then the judges started walking around to inspect the different structures. When the judge first walked past the Stark Sharks, the judge said, "Wow, you're in? 20 minutes ago, I thought you weren't even going to be in this competition anymore. We did it. We held ourselves together. We kept at it. We kept pushing." The judges walked from school to school to school's structure, and they took a heavy book and they laid a heavy book on top of each one, letting it sit there for 30 seconds to see if the tower could hold the weight of the book or if the book would break it. And the Stark Sharks came in second place. Even though theirs wasn't the tallest, theirs was so sturdy that it was able to hold the book without collapsing. And when they stood up to get their medal and their necklaces that said second place, Rachel came up to the mic and said, "Today, I learned to build much more than just a structure." What did Rachel mean? Rachel meant that she learned that to build, to grow, to continue, you can't give up. And that was the most important lesson that she had learned that day. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's Parsha, he didn't give up. The gematria of the word Va'etchanan is 515. That's how many times Moshe davened, and begged Hashem to let him enter Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, he was not allowed to go in, but he never gave up. He kept trying and trying and trying. Our job is to put in the effort. The rest of it we can leave to Hashem. Putting forth effort in everything that we do, whether it's in our learning of Torah, learning a new skill, practicing how to play ball, whatever it might be that we're involved in, not giving up, like Rachel didn't give up in that Lego competition and didn't let her team down, like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give up and kept davening and davening. Let's give whatever we're investing in our absolute all. We'll be able to build tall Lego structures. We'll be able to become really strong at the sports that we're playing, and we'll be able to continue to move forward. Shabbat Shalom to all.